Let's listen in now as the media look for more answers to their economic trouble. Yesterday, we took you to a seminar at the Columbia Journalism School in New York, where competing media executives are trying to reinvent the way they operate. This morning, NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik looks at one TV network's growing pains online.
Blaring trumpets, clashing cymbals, a sober voice.
From ABC News headquarters.
Yeah, that's how you expect a TV newscast to start.
Good evening. President Obama is a man on a mission.
Yet, here's how one of the next generation of ABC anchors kicks things off these days.
Hello, lovers. Good to see you again.
That's Bill Weir, at least when he's online for The Quick Fix, a daily video for ABCnews.com. It's miles apart in tone from how he sounds in his day job as the co-anchor for ABC's highly produced show, Good Morning America Weekend. His quick fix pieces are often inspired by whatever TV story he's working on or whatever else strikes his fancy.
I tell you, you never know where this job is going to take you.
Should flight attendants really once again have to dress like models? Could female executives have staved off financial collapse in Iceland? Weir's talked about both. Then there's his rage at people at Ground Zero who are selling posters showing the September 2001 attacks.
Would we tolerate someone selling souvenir programs in the parking lot of Columbine High? Or postcards outside Auschwitz?
This is definitely not what you'd hear on Mr. Gibson's program.
Excellent point, surly bootleg vendor.
No aloof network stuffed shirt he. Here, he's taking sides.
If I had done that story for World News, well, you have to play it absolutely down the middle. Right at the top, I say, I hate this. This drives me crazy. And now it's time to go confront them and figure out their side of it.
ABC's second-place World News still gets about 8 million viewers a night, but the audiences for all network newscasts are shrinking and aging. So ABC executives are allowing a team of younger producers and correspondents some running room to attract new audiences in the so-called digital space, with content on ABCnews.com and mobile applications for the iPhone, Blackberries, and the like, even as that audience is measured in the tens of thousands. Good Morning America Weekend's 35-year-old executive producer, Andrew Morse, devised Quick Fix while immersing himself in a year-long seminar for media executives at Columbia's Graduate School of Journalism. Morse wants to prove it can make $1 million a year.
It's a drop in the bucket for the ABC News as a whole, but it's $1 million that can be poured into our investigative news coverage, or it's $1 million that can be poured into our foreign bureaus or our general news coverage operation.
He's won a backer in Paul Slavin, ABC's senior vice president for digital news, who says it's important that the network's journalists
take the time, the energy, and the experimentation to try to find different ways to tell stories and different ways to talk to the audience that we happen to be talking to.
Some of the five Quick Fix correspondents have covered wars and presidential campaigns, but their pieces range from home videos of their kids to Andy Rooney-style rants, though with an edgier sensibility.
One that was about shaving your private parts.
Correspondent John Berman also did a piece making fun of his employer's software, and that raised some hackles.
And I suggested that my 1982-era Atari would be a better device to handle our expenses than the multi-zillion-dollar expense program that ABC uses. There were a lot of people in this building who signed my paychecks who were very, very unhappy.
Amid a serious exploration of language usage, Bill Weir cartoonishly slugged co-anchor Kate Snow for indulging in Valley Girl talk.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes. Ow!
And that also caused heartburn in corner offices, as ABC correspondent Juju Chang points out.
But there was some question as to whether you, Bill Weir, should be seen punching a woman.
Absolutely.
Right.
And the lawyers got involved, and I think they did the math. As long as she can punch me back within a certain amount of time, that's okay.
Weir says anchor Charles Gibson weighed in, too.
I think Charlie's bristling comes from a pure fatherly place. He's looking out for me. He doesn't want me to torpedo my own career by doing something untoward on the internet that's going to live forever. And that's a good instinct.
Yet Weir suggests, ultimately, the network has more to lose by playing it safe.
Honestly, the people that I socialize with, I'm friends with, I don't know that they watch the evening news anymore. And they certainly wouldn't watch my pieces on the evening news.
Andy Morse says that's the challenge that makes the quick fix worth fighting for.
There are days when I feel great about it, and there are days when I want to crawl under my desk. If we weren't from time to time ruffling feathers and we weren't from time to time making people a little bit nervous, then this wouldn't be worth doing.
Despite its name, Morse says, the quick fix should just be the start. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.